An Alaska lawmaker is questioning the ferry system's move to redirect some traffic through a Canadian port. It comes as transportation planners are asking whether Prince Rupert, British Columbia, should become the Marine Highway's southernmost stop. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Ferry officials have increased sailings in and out of Prince Rupert, about 100 miles south of Ketchikan. They increased traffic through the city after dropping some runs to Bellingham, Washington, which is much farther south. But some folks think it's a bad idea.
I've talked to people who sell tickets, and people just don't want to buy tickets to drive 800 miles to get on the ferry.
Paul Seaton is a Homer Republican representative who keeps a close eye on the state ferry system. He says ridership numbers show people are less than enthusiastic about Rupert as a port of entry. So he wrote the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board asking that it consider the move.
There's just been a continuous push for several administrations to make Prince Rupert into the feeder for Southeastern, and it hasn't worked. And I just want to make sure that everybody is looking at all the issues and whether there has been success or failure in that regard and whether there is potential with having people do that.
Seaton is particularly concerned because the Marine Highway wants to purchase and upgrade Rupert's city-owned ferry terminal. Lawmakers have authorized $7.5 million, though no money has been appropriated. And state officials say purchase or a long-term lease could cost far more. The advisory board discussed the issue at its June meeting. Ferry chief Jim Beadle says there's no question Rupert's sailings are less than full, but he says they're getting more use.
The ridership started to increase last year without a lot of marketing, you know, targeting that route. This year, we're focusing a little more time and effort on it, and we think we're going to see results.
He says Rupert is an important part of the ferry system's future, as is Bellingham. And shifting some sailings to the Canadian port allows more service in southeast waters.
If we were to take that Rupert vessel and say, okay, you're going to go to Bellingham now, you're going to take frequency away from every town in southeast Alaska that was served by that Prince Rupert vessel. You're going to cut it in half.
The system wants to take over Rupert's terminal because the city no longer wants to maintain the aging facility. Dockings were interrupted last year for repairs, which did not fix all of the problems. The Rupert debate comes as transportation planners consider the future of the region's road and ferry routes. One proposal for an updated Southeast Alaska transportation plan would cut all sailings to Bellingham. State planner Andy Hughes says that route parallels mainland highways as well as British Columbia ferry runs.
Those services are at no cost to the state of Alaska. They're maintained by the Canadian government, and the province subsidizes BC ferries. So one of our alternatives proposes to redirect those resources that we spend on that run beyond Prince Rupert to services within Southeast Alaska.
The proposal is one of several alternatives drawn up in a preliminary plan for the region, and Hughes says while it would save money, no one's decided it's the right thing to do. Incoming Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairman Mike Korsmo says people depend on the ferry connection to Washington State. He's also concerned that the proposal could eliminate most sailings across the Gulf of Alaska.
I think they're very, popular, at least, especially the Bellingham run for the people coming up, military families coming up to get north and a way to get, through the system without driving on the highway and crossing borders. But I think there's a lot of issues, and I think there's a lot of for the vessel running out of Bellingham.
The state is taking public input on its road and ferry plans through the end of July. Comments can be submitted through the Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan website. In Juneau, this is Ed Schoenfeld.